I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wiseman Say Reaction Podcast. Sunderland have lost the first home game of the season against Charlton Athletic. Rubbish, really. I'm joined by Richard Easterbrook and Michael Loft to discuss the afternoon's proceedings, and I think that it's all a bit downbeat, isn't it, in the Harbourview studio, Richard?
I mean, I'm glad I've had a good 10-minute walk down from the ground just to defumigate, Yeah, I know. I think it was one of the lads raised it in the group chat the other day. When was the most fuming you've been at a match?
I thought about this,
and I was thinking about this midway through the game because I was absolutely foaming for a lot of the game, and it's a throwback to when I was in my mad days, you know, when I'd go Stone Island up into a game. But
oh wow, bring those days back, Richard.
Was there a Stone Island Journal shirt?
Voice there of very annoyed Michael Loft, I presume.
Yeah, I'm over it now, really.
Well, we're all over it now. Let's pretend we're not, because
I'm not over it. Just one of them, wasn't it? Just annoying from kind of like start to finish. You just kind of like felt like midway through the second half, we had that bit of pressure, and you just felt it's not going to be our day. We're not going to score today. And we didn't create enough, to be fair. Like, I know it was like for many reasons or other factors apart from our own performance, like the referee, the way kind of like Charlton's gamesmanship, but it's what we've come up against for like four seasons now, nearly, and I'm just sick of it. I'm just drained, to be honest.
No, I agree. A quick word for the referee. He managed to... We've seen some, I think, over the years in this division, some inept refereeing performances, but I think this fella, with his beard on the right, surpasses most. It was atrocious. Like, he got everything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, everything wrong.
I mean, it was literally from the first whistle. I don't know what happened to O'Neill.
I don't know. Well, and more on him soon.
Was he just wiped out?
Well...
Was there some kind of, like...
I don't know.
Feud?
I just saw him on the deck.
Yeah.
Which he usually is, but I just saw, like... I wasn't really watching, and then the next thing you know, O'Neill's on the deck and people are fuming, so...
Well, I was in the process of A, trying to get out of a large surfer flag that had gone over our head in row three.
Oh, that's quite annoying.
Okay. Well, I didn't see any of the teams coming out. I was just surrounded by canvas. It was like going camping, but being at the stadium. So anyway, once that went... They took the knee, and I started applauding really loud and kind of making a point of it because people started to boo. But instantly, that's when O'Neill was wiped out. So that was from the first whistle. And I thought, the game's technically in play now.
Yeah, so it was a yellow card then.
The referee doesn't do anything. He just pulls them up and goes, right, go on.
So
from the first whistle, the referee just failed.
So he's almost, he's lost control of the game immediately.
Like, I mean, because Charlton came with a definite game plan. And they probably executed it better than most sides in terms of trying to frustrate us and stop us from...
Well, their manager, Johnny Jackson in charge of them today was very much like that as a player, I think. A dickhead. and that, like, really translated through through their team. But they did a job, though. Fair play to them, in a way. Like,
you need a strong referee to kind of... to draw a line on, you know, how far they can go competitively. And I don't think he did that at all. And it just led to, like, kind of like... prison rules for a 10-minute spell in the second half. It felt like both sides were getting absolutely no protection from the referee, and they were just flinging themselves into challenges.
There was a moment in on the edge of their box in the second half where it was literally just like a free for all. Mm-hmm. It was
I wasn't going to jump in. I was just kind of like agreeing because I'd forgotten about that incident. But it was literally just bodies just flying everywhere in all directions. It was just mad.
I think on the deck, the ball was like under McGeady for a while. They were just trying to kick it under from. And it's like, I don't want to spend the whole pod talking about the referee, but I feel that particular linesman in front of me, the east stand towards the north stand, was like, he just gave nothing. He wasn't keeping up with play. He was about 90, and he was like, just a loser. Like, he was like, so, he just got hit. I think he just didn't give anything. Like there was a.
It's a bit like, you know, when you play kind of like kids football, and you're like under 11s and that, and like someone's dad just stands with a flag and gives the throw-ins, but they can't give offside.
It was like that. It was like someone running a line.
Like in Sunday League when they don't have a linesman, so they just get one of the subs to run the line.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't give anything because he doesn't want to be shot. But I mean, I played my Sunday League in Middlesbrough, so literally,
you would be shot. Yeah. But people who shouldn't be shot. Aside from the refereeing display aberration, we weren't very good, really. No. We just didn't seem to ever get a grip on the game. I feel that in possession we were like lax, we were wasteful, slow, ponderous, everything we haven't been. And I didn't see it coming, to be fair, Mick.
No, I think everything about that game, it just felt like laboured and a bit of fatigue coming in, maybe, which we have played a lot of games lately, fair enough, but we've been rotating the squad heavily and it's been the same for like Charlton. They've had a lot of games as well, and I know they had a bit of impetus with a new manager, but everything we did, like you say, it looked like ponderous. And as we entered the last like 20-30 minutes of the game, there was nothing we were doing which suggested that maybe we were going to break them down and get the equaliser. It just looked kind of like we just lacked ideas. And the thing was, though, we were kind of doing nothing. We weren't even really just like slinging it long. It was just kind of like a halfway house, and we just didn't look as though we knew quite what to do to try and like get the goal. And then like another time, like I'm not digging out like Jacques, who like kind of on a personal level, but he tries to play with like lovely like little intricate ball, but with 2 minutes left of the game.
That's fine if you turn it off.
Yeah, and everyone's in the box.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you have just got to go along. Like it's all very well like having principles and stuff, and I applaud them, but when it gets to that stage in the game, sometimes you have just got to kind of create a bit of chaos.
Yeah.
Particularly with the attacking options we've got on the bench.
If there's a shot on, you don't have to put it in the top corner. You don't have to float it into the top corner. Just shoot.
Well, Power tried that, and people have gone on about it ever since.
Yeah, it's still in the air, that one.
It's just about landing. But it just didn't really work. Nothing seemed to really come together.
I think as well, like as much as I've praised Johnson, and rightly so recently, I think the deal, like some of his subs do need to be questioned.
I didn't understand the Evans one.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
I would have for 09 if he'd have taken 09 off. Yeah. Because I thought that, you know what, like, we've praised him in recent weeks. He's been good, like breaking up the play and whatever. And I've been told that I shouldn't criticise him because, for whatever reasons. He was not just him. He was appalling today.
Yeah,
I thought he was terrible.
As I said to you, I said to you at the bar there. What annoys me with 09 is when he has a game like that, his theatrics seem to step up about like 10 times what they usually are. And as I say, just throwing himself to the ground at the time, then turning around and waving his arms at the referee. It's almost as if it's just this big performative thing that he thinks we're going to be impressed by. And it's just bollocks, to be honest. Like, as I say, we're chasing the game. We absolutely, and he's just throwing himself around, like looking for a foul that's not there. And it's just, it seems as if he's kind of like got himself his kind of label of, oh, look at me, shithousery, and all this, and the other, where actually just play the game, mate, on its merit. But, sorry, Rich, just talk about the subs as well. I understood it more than the Dan Neil for Evans one, but I didn't get the Pritchard one, because fair enough, not everything was coming off, but Pritchard for me was our most creative outlet.
He was trying to make things happen at least, wasn't he? Yeah.
Definitely. And I think as the game goes on, and like fair enough, if the game did get stretched a little bit, it probably is perfect for him getting them pockets of space when they're dropping off so much. So as I say, I can't really get my head around some of the subs that he made today. Which, to be fair, obviously he's got a bit of a, like, cash in the bank, hasn't he, with this season?
No, but he has. Richard, I think you want to reflect on the substitutions.
Well, I just thought it was the wrong player to bring off, as Mick says. I think O'Brien and McGeady were poorer than Pritchard was.
O'Brien struggled again in the game.
I thought McGeady was having one, to be honest, and it was from the first whistle. It was nothing was coming off for him. For some reason he wasn't on corners, which was a bit odd.
All free kicks, apparently.
All free kicks, which was just that free kick we had at the edge of the box that 09 took. It's just bizarre he's taken that. I presume that's one of the things in his contract, I guess.
Yeah, it must be.
That I have to do this now.
It must be.
But he can't strike a ball properly, to take a free kick. That's not a dig at him. He just isn't the set-piece taker. Like, you wouldn't have him taking free kicks. In interest of balance, he played an excellent quick free kick through in the first half with his left foot. That was very good. So, Lego, that's your praise.
One thing that struck me was that the distribution from Hoffman was often just dropping it off to O'Nien, who would then hit like a really under-hit pass, which would go behind like someone like Winchester or Sirkin on the left, and he'd have to check his run.
Yeah.
And it would just be closed down.
And it feels like the whole thing now.
Yeah, if Hoffman can't play that ball.
Yeah.
If he can't hit it 6 yards to Winchester, yeah. which he why doesn't he just you know, yeah. what's he dropping it off to 09?
I feel 09 obviously in the middle with Neil. I think Neil struggled a bit today. I don't think he quite got into the game either. I really think we missed Embleton this afternoon, personally.
But I think it's one of them games where it's frustrating because bad manners for you. No, but it seemed to be one of them games today where I think barring Pritchard, who was more productive than the rest of them, I think it was just unfortunate that all of our creative players who normally bring back spark had an off day.
Yeah.
And when they all have an off day together, it can quite often look like minging and disjointed like that. So, like, fair enough. I think McGeady, he was trying things. Dan Naylor was trying things. They had a lovely little combination, to be fair, in the first half where it was flashed across the face of goal. And if, like, O'Brien's been able to run for the middle there, we're 1-0 up and we're probably not having this conversation.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. I think that was just kind of a story of our afternoon, just kind of like creating decent openings. It was just so kind of reminiscent of the bad Sunderland we've seen since we've come down to this level.
No, it's true. Like you said, just nothing worked. It was like a almost like a best of like our bad games that we've had at this level. But
felt like a great hits of League One.
Yeah, it did. And I was adamant we should have had a penalty in the second half, but apparently it hit him in the face. I've not seen it back.
No, that wasn't.
Well, I was right in front of it, and I was like, the linesman got some pretty strong.
May as well have been in Berwick.
Well, obviously, for all three of the bad weather's coming, which you've got that look.
I tell you what, I had gloves today.
Oh,
I had gloves. I made a mistake, and I had to go and get gloves from B&M on the way in.
Oh no, that's a sad day that you've had.
Sad day.
Richard's bad decisions. Look, it's a bad. That's two defeats in four league games. Yeah. So we need to. That makes the Rotherham game a bit bigger now. I've not seen the table, but I presume we're down to third or fourth.
It's one of them now. Like, if we'd won, fair enough, I might have a bit more interest in it. But I couldn't care less about Tuesday night now.
We just don't have the depth to do. If we
win, great, but we can't be like kind of playing people we're going to play on Saturday. We need a bit of like time.
Well, we need to beat Rotherham now, and it's a blip again, and it's going to happen the way we play. But we just couldn't get going today, and it's not the end of the world. But it's a poor defeat, really, to be honest. Like, to dress it up or anything, we shouldn't be losing that game, but.
I'll kind of banged on about it a lot, but what it does, it reinforces in your mind this whole kind of like typical Sunderland thing that we all have going on in our heads, and kind of today would have been the perfect chance to bury that and say like, no, this is like kind of different this time. And it's hard because, like I say, there's just a fatigue around the club, like kind of over the last few years, and every single time we're seeing it get excited and a bit carried away, because fair enough, people say it's different, and it is the style of football we've been playing has been much better. I think that we've got like a better manager there than what we've had before, stuff like that. But I think you look at under Jack Ross, the way we start the season, everyone's turning around saying, all right, we're going to kind of like piss the league sort of thing. Even under Phil Parkinson, we won 8 games in 11. And we went on a really good run. We were kind of like 3-0 up at half time quite often. And you thought we'd turned the corner and then reverted to type. Under Parkinson, even last season, we were averaging over 2 points a game at the start, had the highest XG in the league. Fair enough, it wasn't the prettiest to watch, but everyone was
very efficient, I believe.
Everyone was banging on about, is this the most efficient Sunderland side we've seen since we came down at this level? And now again, we've had the. And I'm not saying we're now going to go on a bad run, by the way, I'm just saying it's so easy for that fatigue to set in.
I feel that I just think we need to be a little bit careful not to slip into a bad run, really.
Because exactly.
It's not the end of the world. Like, it's the first home defeat we've had this season. I think we need to bounce back next week quickly. And then obviously we've got Sheffield Wednesday on the back of that. So it's a big week next week. You need to be taking 4 points from them two games. I'm not too bothered about Tuesday night. If we get through, great. I agree, Mick. I don't really care.
We're not
going to win the League Cup.
Not
with
that attitude,
we won't. Well, we couldn't beat them fucking idiots today, could we? We're not going to win the fucking League Cup.
I hate Charlton,
mate. I don't like them.
I think that's the frustration.
Sasha Illich played well, though.
Yeah, good man. Yeah,
Richard Rufus at the back.
Yeah, Mark Fish.
Mark Fish. Clive Madonka. Sing Clive Madonka songs as well, really? Charlton fans, yeah.
I saw someone walk past us wearing that awful mesh shirt from
the
years. I felt it was personal. I felt he'd like gone, I'm gonna wear this
because I am a loser.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of losers, Gareth and Stephen will be back on. But actually, I don't think Stephen is. Gareth and someone will be back on Monday night. I don't want to talk about this for any longer because I want to go and get drunk.
I've just got images in my mind of Luke O'Neill trying to save the ball.
Well, I've now got images in my mind of Lionel Perez trying to come out and claim the ball and Richard Rufus nodding it into an empty net in front of.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's all from us. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.